Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
That was boring this weekend, Josh.
Dude, it was fun. It's been some time because we were just really busy and on vacation, so I hadn't gone in a minute. Right off the bat, bowled a 186. So I'm really happy with that.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's really
bumpers
fun.
Bumpers up, bumpers down.
Oh, bumpers down, bro. It's honestly really fun to like get good at something that I had no earthly idea or cared about like a month and a half ago. I didn't care about it. I was like, bowling is bowling.
It is funny that you're like on a bowling. Is it a league or is it?
Yeah, it's a league. Yeah, and it's every Sunday. And it's so funny how like, I mean, truly, I would go bowling maybe once a year.
Yeah,
and then
same.
By happenstance, me and my buddy were caught in traffic on C-470. And I saw Littleton Lanes there. And I was like, do you want to just like go? And he was like, yeah, man. And we did okay that time like a month and a half ago. And then all of a sudden we were like, let's just get really good at bowling. So we joined a league.
So funny.
You know what, friend? Let's be bowlers.
It's, no, seriously. And it was so funny because the guy, I remember the guy next to us was really good the first time we went. Like, it was strike, strike, strike. And I was like, I just feel like, it's like when we see like a Guinness Book of World Records that all of us collectively are like, we could do that.
Yeah.
Nate and I, my best friend, both looked at that guy and were like, we could probably do that. Like, it's not that hard. Which, by the way, bowling is hard. Like,
yeah,
it's very hard to be consistent.
It
but
is.
My butt cheeks are always sore the day after, too.
Okay.
You use muscles.
The left
you,
one,
yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
sore.
Yeah, yeah.
you
do. And then the way you kind of, you know, with the movement,
yes.
You're like, man, my booty hurts.
But
yeah.
You know what's cool is we've now been going enough to where I'm like, I can feel the muscles that I've never used.
Your left
strengthening.
Cheek's bigger.
It's getting strengthened. So now I got to figure out how to bowl lefty because I do want to be,
yeah, you
know,
even
normal.
Your, even your arse
yeah,
out
even
a
those
bit.
Cheeks
I
out.
Do. But it's so funny because we go there and we, since we joined the league, we can play as many games as we want on Sunday nights. And we just have little competitions with people. I will say I got handily beaten by like a 10-year-old yesterday.
Oh, no.
And it's so funny.
It's got
because,
the spin on it.
Dude.
Got the
so
spin.
He had no earthly idea how to spin the ball. But the ball, for some reason, went so slow down the lane that when it hit the pins, they all just
ding,
ripple
ding,
effect
ding,
and
ding,
all
ding,
just
ding.
Fell down. He bowled like a 210, and I was like, this is the most humbling moment of my entire life.
So you're like, let's go out of the parking lot and fight now.
Yeah, but his dad was there.
I'll beat you somehow.
I will beat you down.
Watch me.
It was really embarrassing.
So
I'm
you didn't do
lie.
This for like a girl or to meet girls. This is just strictly.
Do you think you go bowling to meet girls?
Maybe.
Jeremy.
No, you don't know if there was two little hotties who were driving past those lanes and were like, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Let's start our bowling journey. And then you guys, this is like where like the most random meetup could happen for you.
Oh my God.
Well,
you
I
don't know.
Say it hasn't happened yet.
No? Okay.
You keep going though.
You don't like
going.
Those bowling alley babes?
It's a lot of guys.
Oh, we know.
It's a lot of dudes.
It is.
And 10-year-old kids.
Never mind.
You always know when they're serious when they have their own shoes and their own ball. Like they
yeah.
Don't have
yeah. So I'm not there yet. I use the places, balls, and shoes. But the kid showed up, that 10-year-old, and he had two of his own bowling balls, his own shoes, and his dad there just sitting watching him like a hawk, making sure he played well. So I was like, this is not.
Is there a bar there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bar.
The bowling alley bars are the best.
Dude, like, you can get the tall, like the tower of beer.
Yeah.
And
it's Bush Light. And
it's fun.
And a pack of smokes.
We go classy. We go Coors. We go Coors Light.
Right?
All right.
Yeah. Tap those Rockies, Josh.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. There's water in it, right?
Huh. Well,
it's fun, though, dude. Honestly, I really enjoy it. So it's a new little hobby of ours.
I love that idea of just starting something for no reason. I think everybody should do it. I was just talking with my wife yesterday about I should do kickboxing. I'm thinking about just randomly signing up for kickboxing with my daughter.
A bit more manly than bowling. But
a little bit more manly, but yeah.
What should
I
do?
That'd be cool.
I want to do something.
You should order a salad at restaurants.
starting something crazy. New.
Come on,
yeah,
you guys get to do fun things. I don't want to eat salad.
Bowling, kickboxing, and pottery.
Ooh, what if
painting?
I could do, like,
what about
woodworking?
Oh, I'm all like,
you could
what
be
about
a whittler.
Sumo
you could
wrestling.
Oh my
gosh. Or like some kind of like active, right? Like there's sumo wrestling for people who are of normal weight.
Yeah, but you got to wear the weird stuff.
You get to
the
wear
diaper
the weird
look
stuff.
Thing.
You get to wear the diaper.
I don't think I've ever seen a woman sumo wrestler. I'm just
let's make it happen.
That now.
I could do it. I could do that.
No, I want to see you go against a real sumo wrestler though. Just see
to
what
make
happens.
This work, yeah.
I just want to see what happens. It's thrown out of
just
the ring.
Just throws her. Most action you'd probably seen in a long time.
I know
time,
exactly. Exactly. That's my plan the whole time. Get into
it's
the
skin
sumo
to skin
wrestler.
Contact. I know
it
that.
Is.
It's
a lot of sweat.
Yeah.
Heavy breathing. Hey, you might love Jeez. It. All right, let's dive into PMI. We've got three stories for you, a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who got to pee today?
Oh my gosh, I got to pee today, and this one's actually really cool. I read about this over the weekend. Each time that you actively are resisting the urge to get angry at something, this could be at a partner, it could be at traffic, it could be anything situation that you are in that you actively are resisting the urge mm-hmm. to get mad and upset about something, it actually physically rewires your brain to become more compassionate. It's really cool. Choosing to resist anger indeed leads to rewiring your brain through a process called neuroplasticity.
Neuroplasticity.
Oh,
I really just wanted to say that
yes.
word. Neuroplasticity. It's almost like when you're working out your muscles, you know, when you how to make your muscles bigger, they tear, that's why you become sore, mm-hmm. and then they repackage repair. Themselves, they repair themselves, and your muscles get thicker. Well, your brain does this. Your neurons actually do this. Getting angry and flying off the handle and doing this thing, doing those types of things are it's a fight or flight response, essentially, yeah. and it's not necessarily good for your brain to do that all the time. So when you're doing that, you're not only strengthening your brain, but you're actually fixing it. You're rewiring it. And I thought that is such a cool thing. It helps you control things like emotional regulation, empathy, self-control, while simultaneously reducing activity in the areas that are associated just with the emotional responses. So you're actually physically giving a brain your workout when you are angry at something, but you choose peace.
I
and not
totally
only does that,
this.
It saves relationships.
Yeah.
You don't want to fly off the handle all the
no,
time,
you
Jeremy.
Not.
You
no.
don't want to do that.
Well, no,
you don't
even
want to be that type of person, though, because it can break friendships, relationships. Or have you ever seen road rage?
That's
that
what I was
never
thinking.
Ends up in a good
That's
thing.
That's what I was thinking, because when I'm driving and I get upset and I talk myself off that ledge, I'm like, no, you don't want to use that finger today, Katie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I do feel good about myself after that when I don't respond to them. I'm like, look at you.
You're
adults,
you're
all
grown
up.
You're on your rewiring journey.
I really do. This makes total sense. It's exactly what
how many times
I
have you said like
related
just,
it to?
Just let them go.
Yeah,
just let them go.
Absolutely.
Just let
this
them go.
This is not going to matter in 2 minutes.
It
That's
won't.
What I tell myself when I'm in that moment.
Just let
I'm
them
like,
go.
This
and in those situations, Katie, you don't know. I mean, you really don't know what that other person is carrying.
Oh,
I mean,
know.
I have seen so
absolutely.
Many of those things where someone ends up getting
yeah,
shot
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
or ran off the road or in an accident that kills both the people.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's
yeah.
what I always do. I go,
it gets nuts.
They've got an emergency. Somebody in the
Same.
Car is
oh,
bleeding.
That's so good.
Somebody in the car is giving birth.
Yeah.
That's like all you have to tell yourself. Like they're in a hurry because they've yeah. got to get to the hospital.
Yes.
And then
so
you don't
want to
be mad at them.
And then you don't want to be mad.
And
you're
it's
like,
funny,
okay, just let them go.
I actually heard a trick once too, because when I do feel that way, if somebody's doing something that like irritates me, I think of Zoe driving. I think of a young person or even an older person who's just like maybe something happened. Maybe
yep.
they're not the best driver.
Yeah.
And maybe you just need to give them some space. But
that's
immediately
right.
I put Zoe in that car. So
Mama.
Then it just walks. It just makes it.
Mama, I'm driving. Leave me alone, Mama.
Take care of that baby Nana. Do you need anything to eat?
Mama,
okay?
I'm ready for work,
like,
Mama. Let me go, Mama.
That's good, though. If it,
yeah.
if it
yeah.
helps you visualize
it
positive
does.
Things,
it
good.
Does.
That's really good. So everybody practice just being
practice.
Not as angry
and it's Zoe.
Everybody
and
take
it's
a
Zoe
deep
Nana.
Breath, everybody. It says baby Nana.
Yeah, she needs
everybody
to get to where
down.
She's going safely.
Get the
thank
baby
you.
In the car being bored, Mama. Driving. Slow down.
That's good. I like that.
I love it. Yeah.
Katie?
It's a good story.
You got the minus?
Minus. This minus is crazy today. So it all starts with a man who is getting on a flight to Europe, right? His name's Dan Smoker. And his family's, I know, dream trip to Europe, it turned into a nightmare. So a cancellation happened, right? And what they told him is he needed to call the United Airlines customer service line. So he made a call to United Airlines and was on the customer service line. And here's the thing is, like, during this call, that was 3.5 hours long, somehow hackers grabbed a hold of the call, and at the end of it, he got screwed for $17,000.
So now they can hack a call that you're on?
They can hack a call. Because here's the thing is, like, people, when they found out about it, like, he went to United, and he's like, oh, my God, like, you guys said you were going to refund me the money for this, and what you did was took $17,000 out of my bank account. And they're like, well, did you Google United Airlines customer service number and then get hacked? That's what they thought he did, that he called
the
wrong
number.
But here's what happened is he called the right number, and he was only, the airline has a log of 3 minutes. So he was on the call with United for 3 minutes, and then somehow the call went from United to the hackers. And again, he was on this phone call for 3 hours. They still don't know how it happened. They're still trying to figure it out.
Did they mimic his voice then?
They have no idea. They have no idea. All they know is that there was a charge for $17,000 listed as the alias airline fare. So even the bank isn't knowing where this money came, where it went, how it, like, they,
yeah, what is
there?
I think United actually just stole it and they don't want
to. So, yeah, like, if they charge 17 grand, it goes to United, right?
Yeah.
So then what's.
No, the 17 grand went to airline fare. No, like the airline, so it just was taken out of his account, and they don't know where it went.
How do you do that as a wire? How do you do that? Because $17,000 has to be like a wire.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah, they're looking into it again. The internal call log was for 12 minutes, not 3 minutes, but still for 3 hours.
This guy's just stupid.
So what was he doing for the 3 hours? Just sitting on hold?
He was on the phone. He was on the phone trying to figure out. United is who he thought he was talking to.
Wasn't.
3 hours, but it wasn't. The hackers intercepted
gotcha.
The
now
call.
I get it all figured out.
Yeah, so they actually had
because I thought United was talking to the hackers then that were using his voice, but instead he was talking to the hackers pretending to be United.
And here's maybe a little bit of a summary.
See where I was confused?
There
United
we go.
United confirms that they logged several calls from Smoker's number, but they've launched this internal review because they couldn't explain how it was transferred or why their own logs recorded a much shorter call. But what they had to do is he had to file a fraud report with his credit card provider while he's awaiting this whole resolution, because they still haven't figured out how it happened. And
how
said
it got transferred is the weirdest part. Like that, Katie, doesn't make sense to me. How do you get transferred to a whole nother call?
I don't like this at all.
So they said
they've
been in direct contact with the customer to understand, but they said that they are trying to find a fair resolution. It is just so but this is, it's kind of scary
it's
for
scary.
Us because it's like you don't know who to
who
trust.
You're talking to.
You don't know who you're talking to. And it's like, especially when it comes
this is
to
why
giving,
I do road trips.
Well, and when it comes to giving out your credit card number, just be super, super certain. I don't know what this guy could have done.
And we use one, we do that thing where you have like one credit card where we use for like these type of transactions or online. It's always smart to have just one that's like you can easily shut down and you
put
know,
on pause.
Get alerts on, and it's good to have one credit card that does that. So, wouldn't it be funny if this guy worked for like Philip Morris though, like a tobacco company?
What
a
smoker!
It's like one of those things, you know.
Smoker. I love how
he's like. Actually, no, I don't smoke.
Nicole was telling me about one of her middle school band teachers last night, and her name was like Melissa Horn or something.
Yeah,
she's like,
right.
How perfect was that?
That's so hilarious.
All right, let me give you the interesting really quick. I love this story. I watched the video a couple times this morning because I just found it fascinating. A mechanic in Minnesota discovered a wallet under the hood of a 2014 Ford Edge that came into the shop. So this Ford Edge is 11 years old. He's in there tinkering on the car. It's got over 150,000 miles on it, popping the air filter off, getting in there, doing a little tune-up on it, and he discovers a wallet underneath the air filter.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder I was losing power.
I know, right? He's like, what the heck is this? So he grabs the wallet, opens it up, and there's a badge in there for a Ford plant worker named Richard. It sounds like Richard built this car at the Ford plant in Michigan. He had the wallet in his front pocket because he had sweatpants on that day. So he had a shirt pocket with the wallet. Bending over the engine, doing things, the wallet fell out. He didn't realize it until an hour or so later. And he's like, I watched the interview. He's like, we had a couple thousand vehicles that we had worked on that day. He's like, how would I know where the heck this wallet is?
Where to begin, yeah.
So 11 years later, 150,000 miles, a mechanic just happened to be working on this car and found this dude's wallet with his badge, cash in the wallet, credit cards, $250 worth of Cabela's gift cards.
Oh, my gosh.
So he did a quick Facebook search and found this guy who is now actually retired from the Ford plant.
That's crazy.
That a car has been driven around for 11 years, 150,000 miles, and this wallet is still sitting in the engine.
Is that the first time he got his air filter changed?
I know, 150K years, in? Like, my gosh.
Right. Testament to Ford. Jeez.
Probably a chick's car. You know.
I know. Oh, first oil change, too, at 150,000.
First oil change, yeah.
Jeez. It's the first 200,000, right?
Oh, it has an air filter?
This thing is charred, and there's a wallet in it.
Have you seen that video where the woman pulls up to an Advanced Auto Parts or whatever, and she's like, she goes inside and gets the oil, pops the hood, and just dumps the oil all over the engine?
No.
Because somebody told her the engine needs oil, so she's out front and just pouring oil all over her engine.
And you laugh, right? Because what else can you do? Mm. What else? And that has to be fake. Come on.
I don't know.
I hope so.
Anyway, I posted the entire video of the auto worker's lost wallet on our Facebook page if you want to go check it out. It's worth a watch. The whole video is pretty darn good. It's worth a watch. You can find that at Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. There you go. There's your PMI with JKJ.